They were among the most unlikely of evangelists. By their culture's standards, no one expected that these women would be heralds of the good news, spokespersons on behalf of the divine. Yet it is because of them that we know of the resurrection. These unlikely evangelists did not allow their fear, grief, or despair to stop them from showing up at the tomb that morning. Nor did they allow their third-class status to stifle their voice and proclamation. As you may recall, first-century Palestinian Jewish culture was among the most patriarchal in history. Mary Magdalene and the other women were faithful, courageous, and heeded Christ's instruction to go and tell. Because they showed up, we gather here to celebrate Easter 2,000 years later. Remembering this, as we reflect on tonight's readings, we realize our sacred story is full of God choosing unlikely persons to help carry out God's purposes. Minutes ago, we heard the dramatic story of Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt. Moses was an unlikely choice for leadership. As a young man, he murdered an Egyptian soldier. He stuttered and stumbled over his words. And God still chose him. And then, as we move forward in Christian history, there's Paul. Paul was a devout Jew who persecuted Christians. He even held the cloaks of those who killed Saint Stephen. As Paul traveled the road to Damascus, God picks him. Paul, another unlikely evangelist, spreads the good news of Christ to the Gentiles and throughout the Mediterranean, and is the author of the passage we just heard from Romans. He becomes the quintessential evangelist. As we move forward through the ages, holy women and holy men come to mind. Perpetua and Francis, Thomas a Becket and Joan of Arc, Mother Teresa and Martin Luther King Jr., and many, many more whose feast days we celebrate throughout the church year. Many of them were unlikely evangelists, yet through their lives and witness, they carry us to this Easter celebration, where with joy we proclaim, He is risen. So now, who among us will go and tell of the good news in Christ? Who among us will be like Mary Magdalene and follow Christ's instruction to proclaim the good news? Some of you may think, that's someone else's work. Well, that's Genevieve's job. It can't possibly be mine. I am unlikely to be an evangelist. But God has always called the unlikely for divine purposes. Because the truth is, we are all unlikely for one reason or another. And interestingly, it is that unlikeliness which makes our witness credible. And still, others may think, but I'm no Mary Magdalene. She was the apostle to the apostles. I'm no Moses either, leading folks out of Egypt. And good heavens, I can never be like Paul or Barclay or Art or Glynis, Simone, Genevieve, or even Ed Stein or any of the other priests I've ever known. So I ask you, why are you here whose witness brought you to this place? Who were the angels in your life who shared the good news with you? Your parents, your grandparents, godparents, the widow down the street, your first grade Sunday school teacher, your eighth grade BFF, a basketball teammate, your AA sponsor, your choir master, neighbors, friends, teachers, camp counselors, priests. Who are the likely and the unlikely evangelists who shared the love of God and Jesus Christ with you? And what did that look like? Here's the thing. For most of us, sharing our faith with others is uncomfortable. We are unlikely evangelists. But do what they did. Be in another person's life. Show up and nurture your relationship with that person. Through your presence, words, and deeds, share God's love and Jesus with them. You don't need to be Mary, Moses, or Paul, or Barclay. Be yourself with those in your life, mindfully, intentionally, prayerfully, sharing God's love. It is simple, but imperative. Go and tell. That is your job. Dear people of God, this is your holy work. And in doing it, you will carry others to a future Easter. Alleluia and amen.